Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning the quality of our forages that we've harvested in 2019. Number one, let's talk about alfalfa hay. Many of those samples that I see coming in are, let's say less than adequate to support high levels of milk production. So if you're feeding your own alfalfa hay or if you're purchasing alfalfa hay, please get it tested because there is a lot of variability in the quality. Second type of forage that I want to address is our small grain silages. As you start feeding those silages to your dairy cows, you're going to probably be disappointed in the amount of milk production that you might get as a result. What's the issue? Well, it's really all about the amount of ADF and NDF fiber that are found in those, and then the undigestibility of that fiber. Finally, you've got these forages put up. They're probably not of the quality you would really like, so how are you going to feed through this? This is a very important decision and discussion that you need to have with your nutritionist, and here is why. There are some things we can do to make this feed better. However, we'll never get to the levels that we could have gotten with higher quality forage, so keep that in the back of your mind as you have these discussions. Keep in mind that right now, energy, such as corn or milo, is a very good buy, as well as soybean meal or canola meal. So we do have ways to adjust the ration. Again, you just need to take some time with your nutritionist. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to check out the forage quality on their dairies today.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.